Subject, Best Man Blues. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm not sure where to begin because the history is just as important as the sin. A year ago, my wife's friend met a man. Within 6 months, they were engaged with a wedding date set for the end of this month. From the beginning, it was very obvious that something was wrong. He bragged and lied too much. He over-embellished on his income, his status, lavish lifestyle, and houses. It became very obvious to us, this man does not and did not have anything. Mm. I did a background check on this man, and what I found out just floored me. This man has asked me to be the best man, and my wife is the matron of honor. Although we accepted, we recently found out that this man has warrants out for his arrest for non-payment of child support of over $70,000. And the kicker is, he is still married to his previous wife. He denies that he is still married, denies he has children, and denies his drug use. He has a web of lies that he has told his fiance, and she is unable to see the truth. Both of them have been confronted individually. I want to exclude myself and my wife from anything associated with this wedding, but it is a difficult proposition because of the friendship my wife has with the fiance. Please help. Well, this is a difficult position, and I'm surprised it hasn't already affected your wife's friendship with this woman. As a friend, I'm sure she's struggling to support her in this mess. I'm sure she is. As her friend, she doesn't want to sit idly by and watch her friend marry this loser, who, by the way, is already married. You know, you say you've confronted them both individually, and the fiance is still unable to see the truth. So what's going to make her see the truth? I mean, what does she need? She just goes by his word and nothing else? I don't know. Try talking to them both together. Maybe that'll help. But she looks like she doesn't want to hear anything. She just wants to get married. She's forging ahead. She doesn't care if he already has another wife, and everything. She's delusional and crazy. You know, you don't want to break up the friendship between your wife and this woman. And I too warn you not to let this come between your marriage. Let that not be a factor in your marriage. But, you know, as far as supporting her, I mean, as a friend, support her, and you gave her your word, but I don't see how you really can, because everything is a lie. Every single thing is a lie here. So, you know, I was going to tell you, as a friend, support her, and then when the marriage fails, be there for her too. But they're married. He's married already. So how can the wedding even go on? This is a silly, stupid mess here. Steve, it really is.
Well, you know, first of all, normally my normal response to people getting in other people's business is stay out of it. It ain't your business. But when you're being bought into the business, it's a different thing. You're being asked to be the best man and your wife the matron of honor. Now you're bought into it. See, staying out of it was, it ain't your business. But in this case, you're being brought into it. Now, you all found out that this man has bragged and lied too much. He over-embellished his income, his status, his lavish lifestyle, and houses. Then it became very obvious to us that this man does not have anything and did not have anything. Then you did a background check and found out that this man, who's asked you to be his best man and the wife, you found out that this man has warrants out for his arrest for non-payment of child support over $70,000. And the kicker is, he's still married to his previous wife. Okay, wherever you found this information out and you confronted him and he said, oh, no, that's not true. Not me, probably wrong guy. And then she went, oh, no. He's not married. We've been talking. Obviously, the woman don't want to face the truth. And obviously, he's comfortable with the lies. But if you notice it's him, here's what you have to do. This is what I think. I think you have to show this woman the facts. Wherever you did the background search at, whatever your job is, if it's Google, whatever, his picture next to it, his Social Security number, warrant out for his arrest, whatever. You know, it's easy to, when you have a warrant for your arrest, it's easy to check that out. You can call the police department and find out if you got a warrant. You know, it's a lot of ways to do it, but you got to show her the facts. And then the next thing I got to tell you is how you found out he ain't got nothing and she don't know he ain't got nothing. See, when you talk about money, money show up. You talking about a lavish lifestyle? Lavish lifestyles show up. When you talk about houses and stuff, you have other places to go. So how you know he ain't got money, a lavish lifestyle, and all these houses, and she don't know? If he done told her the same thing, how she don't know this yet? Where the money at? Where the houses? Where the lavish lifestyle?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.